Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre.
I feel that my studio guest will approve of that song. It is David Bowie and Let's Dance here on Manx Radio. Christy with you through till 3pm. Andy Virgil North, do you approve of that song?
Yes, it's great. Let's Dance. We were just at Mindful Man at the weekend where we did two dancing sessions, circle dancing round.
And what does that entail?
It entails everyone holding hands, feeling a community, unity. We play a song, we teach them a few dance moves, and they dance in all together.
Well, dance in their all together.
They dance all together, holding hands,
okay.
The same step.
That's a very different kind of thing. Yeah. That sounds awesome. Did lots of people join in?
Yes, lots of people.
Do you think that us Manxies then are sort of kind of losing our inhibitions a bit more now? Are we a bit freer with things like this?
I think we are. Well, I mean, you know, people used to dance for, you know, I mean, we're looking at, they've got pots from 10,000 years BC where people are holding hands, dancing together, and they probably were doing it for the 300,000 years before that. So,
wow.
You know, I think dancing, holding hands is probably one of the simplest, most joyous ways to come together.
I agree. This is what I love about you, Andy, because we've known each other for many, many years, and you are someone who you like that idea of sort of feeling things, whether it's nature, whether it's contact, human contact. You know, you're all about kind of the full experience of life, aren't you?
We have spent a little too long in our heads, and it's a cycle, isn't it? We've just spent the last couple of hundred years maybe getting more and more into our heads and less in our bodies, and just once it's reached its peak, we're on our way back down into our bodies, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. And also, of course, far too much time on screens, I think, as well.
Yes.
They do not help things, do they?
I mean, I've still got hip injuries from writing this book. That's from sitting down too much. And, this call goes out to those people. You're entitled to that five-minute break every 10 minutes you've been on the screen.
I need to remember that.
Calling out, yes. Just stand up, eat an apple.
I'm going to
stand up, eat an apple.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good shout. And so we're talking about this book. I've mentioned it a few times. This is The Wild Guide, but for the Isle of Man. Because The Wild Guide is actually a national series, isn't it? So there's Wild Guides already for Britain, isn't there?
Britain and further afield. In fact, they sell really well. The secret spots in Spain or Ibiza, there's Wild Guides to Scandinavia. So it's a really lovely series that people quite often say, oh, I love travelling with that.
So how did you come to write the Isle of Man one?
Visit Isle of Man, we're very keen to explore the possibilities of being featured because the Isle of Man is a wonderful, proud nation, and sometimes that means that you don't get included in things because you don't include it in Scotland, you're not included in England, Wales or Ireland. So, and sometimes people think it's too small. So they asked me to approach the publisher, and the publisher said, yeah, we'd like to make one. Do you know anyone who might write one who can take photos and knows lots of secret places? And I had to think about that. I do know someone.
It's me right here. And this is the thing, you're known now for exactly that. You know all the places that are off the beaten track. I mean, you have been visiting the places of the island on the Isle of Man since you were a kid and discovering places that many people haven't been to for decades. And you sort of make these places sort of your home in some respects, don't you?
Well, I know. And business, happy
and
explorer.
Business.
Maybe it kind of it says it all. Just, yeah, I always liked it. Exploring in exploration as well is obviously very important.
And so this book sort of features a lot of these amazing hidden places all around the Isle of Man. Was it difficult for you to actually write the book thinking, oh no, they're not going to be hidden anymore?
I was asked to keep a few secret, and I did, and there was a few I didn't put in, so it's not. But again, I always say, if there's people out there worried, I mean, you're probably going to meet the nicest people you're going to meet all day if you go to any of these places. And so, you know, I mean, never mind one of those benches where it says sit here and talk to me. Go to explore some beautiful new places And if you meet someone there, you're very lucky. And why not commune with them?
Well, exactly. And I actually discovered a secret place. It's not secret at all. It's just somewhere I'd not been before. I did the coastal path, sort of over the headland from Peel, heading towards Glenwillan. And I discovered this little sort of double bay that I'd never seen before, just before White Strand, which our Ben Hartley, who's our Peel correspondent, tells me is called Cane's Beach.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Once known as Mimi's Beach, because there was some big, there was a woman who lived in the house sort of at the top there, and there's some big, I can't think of what you call it, like petition to stop her calling it Mimi's Beach and claiming it as her own. But yeah, so there you go. I discovered something just this morning. Brilliant.
And so you climbed from Cane Strand. If you got to the second beach,
I did.
You will have passed a secret, very beautiful cave, which is in this wild guide. Mm-hmm. And and for those people that like collecting rocks, yes, I think I mentioned that. So there's giant red sandstone slabs.
They're incredible.
They almost, and you can lie down and kind of blend a little bit into the
yes.
beautiful sandstone rocks there. But yeah, it's got amazing pebbles. So yes, there's a...
So that's Cane's Beach. I knew you'd know it. Of course you know it.
Yeah, the little beach further north is the secret one.
Okay, I'm going to have to go and find that one then. Yes. Well, so that is featured in this book. So I'm looking at this book now. I've been looking at it all morning, Andy. First of all, it's a good size. You could bring it with you in your little knapsack when you go adventuring, full of, as you just mentioned, stunning photos. If you want to love your Isle of Man again, just look through this book, because it just reminds you how incredible our landscape is and how varied it is as well. And as I said, loads of places in here I have never seen before. I didn't even know existed on the Isle of Man. I've lived here almost my entire life. Can you get to all of these places relatively easily, or do you need a canoe?
No, it depends on how adventurous you are. I know that the book is full of warnings if it's not, you know, if it's not the easiest, or the, you know, sometimes the tide does have to be out. You will have to be aware, and some, you know, there is a few that you might have to kayak to. Yes,
but that's just another adventure.
It's just one more. But you can paddleboard. You know, I mean, who doesn't have a paddleboard under the stairs nowadays?
Oh, I know. And they're not all coastal, obviously. There's inland places as well. You go all over the island, don't you?
Yeah. So we've gone all over, and hopefully there's an adventure for anyone everywhere.
I mean, I'm sure everyone has asked you this since you've written this book. What are some of your favourites?
They have, and I do struggle with that one, but I do love White Rocks, the quartz, which it's very rare. You know, there's very few places in the world that have white quartz beaches, and white quartz, you know, your iPhone is made of quartz. It's pretty, it's a crystal. So, you know, I think White Beach, when the tide is in, south of Nyabal, but there's a little white stone beaches, so there's a few more. In fact, they're all called Tri-Vein, so White Beach.
Yeah, Tri being beach, of course, and Vein being white. So there you go. He loves, you know, there's a bit of Manx as well, does our Andy. And the thing about this as well is what we're talking about is something that you can do, adults or children, and sometimes you sort of want to promote it more to adults nowadays to sort of get out and enjoy their island and get into the greens and blues. But there's something for everyone in this book, isn't it? Of any sort of, you know, kind of experience or agility, there'll be something for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I give the coordinates, so you know, you can just very simply put those into your Google Maps, or if you were to buy the digital copy, you can just press that and it would open straight into maps. So it is coded. There is family coding on, so there's little symbols, and you know, and it also tells you how long it's going to take you, or and where you should park. That's been the hardest thing, you know. All of these adventures, you've still got to get to it. So yeah,
places to park. He's thought of everything. Where to park as well. So this could make somebody's summer so much more magical, because it's the perfect time to launch something like this, because you can sort of like plan your summer with adventures to different parts of the island you've never been to before.
Yeah, all year. I think often we need to get out more in the autumn and winter as well, isn't it? You know, like you find a place and just explore. So, yeah, I mean, weirdly, yes, when I lead walks to secret waterfalls, they're more popular in the winter than they are in the summer, which is strange, but hey.
Do you have some of your dipping sites in here?
I've put in, if there's a lovely waterfall and it's near a path. So, you know, we've tried to keep to public access. I haven't put any, there's no, you know, there might be the odd question mark if I think that, you know, you should. You
can't
should
be going
seek,
on private land.
Yeah, so
things,
it's not, the whole premise is that you can get to them. So,
yeah. Well, I've got to say, it is a thing of beauty, as is our island, of course, and it is very much represented in that way in this book. So it's The Wild Guide to the Isle of Man. You have a launch event this week, don't you?
Yes, it is a ticketed event, but you're very welcome to get a free ticket to come along to Noah Bakehouse. That's Noah, or Noah, if you pronounce it.
If you're proper Manxy.
That's the Market Hall one, though. So it's 4 till 7 on Thursday.
So you can come down and see the lovely book, get the lovely book.
You have to get an Eventbrite ticket. There's lots of links on Happy Explorer on Facebook.
Or limited number,
I'm sure,
though.
Visit Isle of Man have some.
Oh, I'm sure.
Lots they have organised it very kindly. So that's.
Well, it'll be an awesome. I have to ask you, has writing this book made you fall in love with your island even more?
Definitely. There's lots of places I haven't been.
Yeah.
So, yes, go and see some of those places.
Get yourselves out there and enjoy our wild island. As ever, thanks very much. I'm going to put a song on for you. We've got the Water Boys, Fisherman's Blues, because it just sort of came into your head. And it's a great song. As ever, thanks. And do get yourselves a Wild Guide to the Isle of Man. Cheers, Andy.
Thank you.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre.